For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. You estimate range when you bow hunt for elk. You estimate range when you put your rifle's crosshairs on a deer. But do you estimate range when you hunt geese? It's easier than you might think it is. If you've done any goose hunting, you've probably heard the term sky busting. You may know that it means shooting at birds that are out of your shotgun's effective range, but do you know if you're guilty of it? You can set up your decoys to minimize the risk of shooting at birds when they're too far away by putting your farthest deeks at a point you know you can't shoot beyond. This makes it easy to keep your shots reasonable when the birds are working the decoys, but what if they're just passing through and fly overhead? There's a simple guide to estimating range in your late migratory game bird regulations. The guide tells you how to use the barrel of your shotgun as a reference. As you're drawing a bead on the birds, pay attention to how much of the goose the end of the barrel covers. The closer the goose is, the less of the goose will be covered by the barrel. If you can't see any body, the goose is too far away. Keep in mind these guidelines were developed for single barrel or over and under 12-gauge shotguns with 28 to 30-inch barrels. If your barrel's shorter, it'll cover more of the body than the longer barrel, and vice versa for a longer barrel. While you're practicing subtending, you should pattern your shotgun using the same loads you hunt with. To be effective, your gun should consistently put 50 to 55 pellets in a 30-inch circle at the distances you intend to shoot from. If you're not getting that coverage, you need to tighter choke, or you'll need to shoot from closer distances. So practice some distance estimation and pattern your gun. You'll bring home more birds and leave fewer cripples. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.